Jason, how do you figure out what's going to work in an aquaponics program?
Well, we're looking at different different models, like Erica was talking about. We're trying different things, different like hybrids and barrel system and different medias, and we're trying different things to see which works better. We don't know exactly what works better until we experiment, so we're trying all these different crazy ideas or what we see on the internet and try to build it. It's kind of like Mythbusters, where they try different projects and see which one works.
What I appreciate about Jason's experience is I can always turn to him and say, Jason, what's going on this season? And he's like, okay, these seeds. So we want to take, kind of a seasonal, a local basis and integrate that into our systems. And he really has a lot of knowledge on the strength of seedlings and how to start them out and everything. So it's a good asset.
What are some of the strongest ones that seem like they'd work the best?
Our beans are looking great. They're actually growing really fast. We just started them. Some of the lettuce is doing pretty okay. Mm-hmm. So we're trying different things to see how it grows, because there's different in different climates. That there's even in Los Angeles, there's different things you could grow. I could grow something in San Gabriel, but I can't grow it down in Los Angeles, and it's kind of cool.
I had wondered about that. If somebody's in Seattle, for example, they're going to obviously have some different circumstances than what we'll have growing something out here in the desert.
Right. Another wonderful thing about this opportunity for students is that it's allowing them to be creative and take chances. I could have started off the program with make this system and we'll grow these things, but that doesn't give them any opportunity to grow and explore and learn new things. So that's what I love. Right now we've got these four different prototype systems. We already learned that one is definitely not going to work, and it was wonderful that we tried it, and now we're going to move on to something else. We tried one particular media. It was a total failure, and now we're trying a different one, which is fabulous. So it's really a rich environment for students to feel safe to try different things. And I actually would like to recruit more students. We're looking for about 20 more STEM students who are interested in being in an internship. We're calling it the Aquaponics Leadership Mentorship. That's really long. The Aquaponics Internship Program. And we're looking to find students who would be interested in researching the practicality of various models for home and apartment use. A lot of our Pasadena community is not owning a home. And so we have a huge amount of people who are lower income, and they also deserve the right to have fresh organic produce. And so this is where our tabletop systems will come in, or our balcony systems will come in, and our students will research what will work best. Then they will run the workshops for the community, and hopefully they will be sharing with people how to become water and food secure.
How do people get involved with your aquaponics internship program?
They can contact us through our Facebook page, which I don't actually know that address.
I might have that here. Tell me if this is right. I have, Russell, as I go through my pages, I have facebook.com/groups/PCC aquaponics. That sound about right?
Oh, that's correct.
Okay, Facebook, I'll do it slower. facebook.com/groups/PCC aquaponics to find out more about your aquaponics internship program. This sounds like a great opportunity.
Right, and we're reaching out to STEM students first and hope that eventually we'll be able to open this up to the entire PCC community so that it can truly be interdisciplinary, as we believe that it should be. We will be making some flyers and posting them throughout our STEM village, but we realize some students aren't taking their STEM classes right now and might be elsewhere. So keep your eyes open, and we'll be posting posters and letting teachers know.
This is going to be great. Now, in addition to students enrolling in this internship program, what are some of the ways in which people can best support you as you do this?
You know, it's kind of funny, but I would like to see, ask people to come to us with technology they already have. A lot of people are experimenting at home. Come to us. Let's share the knowledge. Share what you have. You know, somebody already is, say they have been gardening for 5 years in their backyard, or they do have particular recommendations on what fish will stimulate a system better. There are people out there doing it. I'd like to start engaging them with our group. And if people have networks and in outreach that say, I know how to speak to 100 people, come to us and let's share the knowledge together. So That kind of outreach, yeah, let's make it happen.
So engaging them with your group, you don't need somebody who's necessarily a STEM student to engage and speak to 100 people, is what I've just shared.
Right. For instance, maybe there's somebody that's into marketing, into social media. Do they want a project? Maybe there's somebody that's into mathematics that would like to study with an engineering team on what quantities of materials and water and different medias are being used. Any field, we can really make it apply to this group project.
And we would love to make a video. So perhaps somebody in film could come over and interview our students and make a short documentary.
We'll certainly get that word out there and see if anybody can. Jason, how about for you? How can people best support what you are doing with the aquaponics program?
Just come. Just visit the Science Village and see how it's all about. Just come and see. We actually had a few students just come yesterday. They were looking at saying, hey, what are you guys doing? What is all this all these devices? And we started explaining aquaponics. And it's like, oh, cool. How do I get involved? So just come by and just check it out for starters. And you can just find – you don't have to be an environmental science major. I'm a geologist, and I'm involved with it. And there's my friends are mathematicians and engineers, and we're all different fields.
What times of day and whereabouts is it located in the Science Village?
Our formal meeting right now is on Tuesdays in the Science Village. We're going to meet from 12 to 1 o'clock.
Tuesdays, 12 to 1.
Correct. And then Fridays, then we will have various hands-on days where we can start building new systems, playing with other systems, and so forth.
And we should mention hands-on days for aquaponics. And are we also having some hands-on days for the garden and PCC Seeds of Change?
Yep, in a few weeks. We're just dealing with some paperwork issues. But, yeah, we'll start working on it in a few weeks.
Excellent. Thank you very much, all of you, for your time.
Thank you.